The heightened security measures announced this week call for pat-down searches, luggage swabs, and stepped-up screening for international flyers entering the U.S. from or through 14 countries. But there are questions about just how much the U.S. can do to enforce those requirements overseas. For more on this, we're joined by Rick Nelson. He's the former supervisor at the National Counterterrorism Center. He's now the director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you very much.
Does the U.S. have the power to enforce this mandate overseas?
Well, not necessarily. Ultimately, the security is going to be conducted by the host country, by our partners over there. They're the ones that will actually be conducting the inspections. We have officials over there that will work with those countries to ensure the standards are met. And the airlines themselves, who are obviously very concerned about security, officials from those airlines will work with the countries and those security systems, too, to ensure the security is where it needs to be.
And what if these procedures are not met? What does the U.S. do then? Can the U.S. do then?
Well, we can do. Ultimately, we can refuse to accept passengers or flights from these countries. That's ultimately what we can do.
You know, when the new standards were released this week, a number of foreign officials said that they were unhappy about this. A number of countries are chafing about these new rules. Is that itself a signal that there might be tepid acceptance of these new regulations?
Well, I think there's going to have to be, you know, some acceptance of these regulations. I think it's probably a necessary step. I don't think it's a long-term solution by any sense. Again, what it could do unintentionally is it could have us overly focus on these 14 countries, which, you know, arguably we should do to a degree. But we have many instances in the past where individuals did perpetrate or try to perpetrate attacks against the United States that did not come from these countries. We can, again, go back to the Richard Reed example. He was a British citizen. In his case, he would not be subjected to these additional searches. So certainly, again, anything that we're going to do to prevent these attacks is necessary. We have to be careful, again, to understand that this is not a long-term solution.
Even if the countries overseas follow all of these measures, is it enough? Are these effective screening protocols?
Well, the pat-downs are somewhat effective. They're really not. Obviously, a much more effective screening measures are these backscatter X-rays or these millimeter X-rays are much better at doing are finding things that shouldn't be on individuals. And it's that kind of technology that we're really going to have to pursue. And if you go back to the 9/11 Commission report, it's that kind of screening that the report was asking for us to have that we still don't have 8 years later.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the pat-down screening. I mean, would that have detected the explosives that Abdul Muttalib tried to sneak onto the air, or actually did sneak onto the airplane in his underwear?
Well, again, it's hard to prove whether it would or wouldn't have. I would say that, you know, probably it's unlikely it would have, especially if it was done, in a foreign country. I think, obviously, we would have very good chance of detecting that explosive material had he actually gone through a backscatter X-ray.
To some degree, we're talking about protocols and technology, but we're also talking about individual employees who carry out these screenings in airports overseas. How can the U.S. ensure that they're properly trained to do this kind of work and act accordingly if they actually spot trouble?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's a good question. And it's something that we work very, very closely with these governments. And it's one of the reasons why we have Homeland Security officials overseas. But what comes a very difficult challenge when you have to put officials throughout all of the countries to ensure their security in the airlines. And it's very difficult on some of these larger airports to ensure that the standards are met. It's very difficult in our own country to ensure that the standards are being met, let alone in somebody else's country.
Do we have a big enough presence in these airports overseas, the U.S. government?
Well, you know, it depends on how you want to look at that. Again, some of our presence over there is limited. We do not want this to come across as well as that the U.S. is, you know, necessarily running the security standards of another country. We want the country to be a productive partner in our security. And we ultimately want these security checks to be done by the host nation partners. We just have to ensure that they're, as you stated, that they're properly trained. And I know that, from what I understand, DHS is taking steps to ensure that training is enhanced.
Rick Nelson, thank you very much for being with us again.
Thank you.
Rick Nelson is a former supervisor at the National Counterterrorism Center. He's also a former Navy commander, and he now is the director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.